This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, man. Episode 56. Pro Bowl is unbelievable, bro.
Dude, so good. So good.
It might be better than the Super Bowl this year.
Who won? What was the final score?
I don't know. We were watching. It was like, damn, I wish we had the over. It was like, how many points was it at in the third? But then we also said, if you're betting the Pro Bowl, you got issues, right?
You got problems if you're betting the Pro Bowl. And my thing is, like, these fans that are there, I wonder how much a ticket to the Pro Bowl is. Do we know that? Can we get some kind of info?
I don't know. I think the only
it should be free.
It should be free. But the only reason I get it why there were some fans is because, like, you're in Vegas. So you just make a Vegas trip out of it, which is cool.
True.
But, dude, Kamara, dude, he beat someone up the night before, and then he's just playing in the game.
And there's video of it too. You know, the video, there's now,
I didn't see the video.
Of
wow.
It. And of the course, cops, it's Vegas, dude. There's a camera every
time. Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. So that's crazy.
Some guys can't handle Vegas, man.
Did you see the Nevada? You could face up to 5 years, but you know, he'll just pay like a fine and then it won't be fun. Yeah.
Exactly.
But yeah, the Pro Bowl, I don't know. The players are coming out. It's like, okay, I know you guys are saying it's unwatchable, but it's like, we're not going to risk any, like, our careers for a stupid game. So I get that part.
They gotta stop playing an actual game. The game means nothing when they're trying to sack somebody and it's just like, oh, they stop and they just still allow them to throw the ball and the interceptions and nobody's tackling. It's kind of boring to watch, to be honest. They might as well stop playing the game or make it some kind of flag football game, which would probably be more fun to watch. I mean, or we talked about, go to a skills competition, just straight skills competition.
Yeah, which they're kind of doing a little bit of stuff, right? Like the throwing in the
still, even that, dude, what was that dash that Tyreek didn't even did he pull it up for like the first three steps?
Do you blame him? He just got out of a game last week. You think he's gonna try to, I don't know. And then NHL, the NHL was way cooler, right?
Absolutely. I think NHL All-Star, dude, they figured it out. They got it down.
Yeah, they do.
But then again, those guys don't give a shit about their bodies either. They can get hurt and it's like, oh, lower body injury, out for 2 days. Oh, he's back already.
100 drinks consumed by both NHL and NFL guys this week.
Oh my god.
Dude, the bottle service, dude, some people made like their whole freaking night.
Some chicks getting through college. Some chicks just got her college tuition paid on one night from the NFL Pro Bowl. Oh god, I don't know what else you had to do to earn that too, though.
That's just insane. Dude,
we should have gone. We should have timed this. We should have gone.
That would have been fun. But so, anyways, Pro Bowl, whatever. This is Super Bowl week. It's all that matters now, right?
Super Bowl.
We have big stuff lined up for it, right?
We'll have another show. This is not going to be the full Super Bowl. We'll have another show dedicated to the Super Bowl. Still got some stuff to talk about local here, man.
Into
the Lakers.
Lakers, bro. 20-point comeback. All right. Against, I know, the Knicks. Knicks kind of sucked this year. It's the Knicks, but coming back. And then Russ getting benched again. Dude.
Yep. I think this is going to – I think
we're seeing a trade soon, dude. Because look at what LeBron said. Dude, do you see what he said today?
What are you saying?
LeBron said LeBron on trade deadline, if you have an opportunity to get better, no one turns that down. That's kind of a little like
leading. He's leading there. He's leading into something. That's foreshadowing.
And what Vogel say after the game? He said, "Hey, I put the best players that give us a chance to win." So it's like,
and he said that the last time Russ got benched, I honestly see this happening, dude. And this is what I said. We talked about this last podcast, dude. I don't like all three of them on the court at the same time. Anyway,
no, I know you did say that. I know. So obviously LeBron and AD, let's just get that and get some. I know. How long is Melo out for? It's not too as bad as they thought, right?
It's not as bad. But okay. My question is, who can we get for Russ? Because you were talking about who were you saying that we were going to make a move for?
Our biggest. Oh, if we do trade Russ, I'm saying besides Russ, our biggest trade asset is if we trade THT, but he hasn't even looked that good.
What can we get for him? At this point?
Kings are going to say no to Buddy Hield. We already turned them down back in summer. I don't know. Jeremy Grant was on the – I don't know, dude. That's true. Who can we get? I don't know.
Who can we get?
No way we're getting Ben Simmons. We're not going to throw Westbrook. The Sixers don't want him.
They already said that was off the table.
They don't want it. Right? Do you blame them? No.
No, and why not? If you're the Sixers, dude, if you're the Sixers, you look at the whole entire Eastern Conference, you're only 1.5 games back out of the number one seed.
Yeah. Dude, Simmons would
getting
be –
getting rid of Simmons to get – Russell is not going to help you, I don't think.
I think you would be perfect with LeBron and AD, don't you?
I think he'd be awesome. I liked it a lot. When I first heard it, I liked it a lot, but I just don't see why the Sixers would make that move.
They wouldn't do it, exactly. But at least
I don't see them coming out ahead in that move, and they're battling. They're, like I said, they're only 1.5 games back out of the number one
seed. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't make sense because, dude, anywhere Westbrook goes, dude, it's just hasn't worked, right?
The Sixers don't want to take that risk right now. I think the Sixers are going to take the risk with the team they have, if we're talking Simmons. But I think we've got to find another team who just doesn't care. Who's willing to sell low, I know, buy
Pacers,
high right now?
Pacers are willing to sell right now. They said LeVert. I don't know. There's some teams. I don't know, man. It's hard. It's going to be hard to trade Russ at this point. Right?
Yeah. If they do, I guarantee – I'll tell you this right now. If we are able to offload Russ, I think he's going to a team that's completely just – packed it in and thrown in the towel for the season already. A team that's just not going to be playoff bound. Yeah,
I agree.
You know, like you said, the Pacers are going to have a lot to get into the playoffs.
Yep. We'll see. It's interesting, man. He's benched again, but he always says the right. I mean, Russ doesn't get pissed. He's like, I shot bad that night and things were going in. He doesn't really. So, I don't know.
You know,
we're still 2 games behind 500, and it's a win against the Knicks, but.
Is that Russ saying that, or is that LeBron who has gotten to Russ and told him this is what you need to say if you want to stick around here?
I don't know, dude.
You know, I'd be curious, you know, because I mean, we'll never know what's going on behind in the locker room, but I haven't.
I know
LeBron is probably.
Is Vogel's job safe still? We don't even know. That's kind of died down.
I think it's not Frank's fault still. It's still not Frank's fault, in my opinion.
Yeah. Like what James said, it's not his fault. And then what do we got this week? We got the Bucks. That's a huge game Tuesday. We'll see
the Bucks tonight, isn't it?
I think it's tomorrow night.
Okay, you're right. Yeah.
Bucks and then Blazers. And then who else do we got? Oh, and then Warriors. Bucks and Warriors this week? Shit.
That's why I remember we said it gets this is that stretch, because right after the Warriors, and we got Utah. And we got the Clippers again, who I told you, the Clippers always play us strong.
Always
the
beat us.
Just did. They hit us at the buzzer by 1 point. Clippers always play us strong. Dude, it's going to be tough sledding here in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, but let's just take positives out. AD is on fire since he's been back. This is the AD that we want, dude. Look at this stat sheet, dude. Okay.
Can he do this in the playoffs, though, and not be hurt? That's the question.
I know. That's $1 million question right there. Is he going to be able to keep this up and stay healthy? At this point, what do you think? 50-50, right?
History has told us no, but I want to think positively here. I want to go against history here and just prove me wrong.
It was so funny. AD. The first game you came back, he went to the locker room. I was like, oh, my God.
Here we go again. Here we go.
Yeah. That was a good win. Let's see how, dude, this week is going to tell a lot, dude. Bucks and Warriors. And then in Portland, we never win in Portland. And it's a back-to-back. So
it is. It's a back-to-back Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, so say we beat the Bucks. That's a huge win. We're not going to win in Portland, are we? Even though they suck this year.
Why. Do you hammer Portland? Because, I mean, do you figure we're playing the Bucks? It's a night game here at home.
And it's in L.A. Radio Row. Dude, you know how many stars are going to be at that game?
That's true.
We'll probably win that game. LeBron will probably go off. AD will go off.
And then they're probably going to fly out instantly to Portland.
Give me Portland money line right now, right?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And then right after that, literally, they come right back down the coast. They hit up Golden State 3 days later.
Saturday night, then three days after that,
it's Utah. So that's why this next week, dude, this next week is going to be
intense. That's what's a lot. And then we'll see how Westbrook plays too, right? I mean, if he's
exactly.
Gonna, yeah. Because he's going to have to step up big. Yeah, if he plays like
Shimmer. It's going to be tough.
What's up? How's the – oh, yeah, it's NHL All-Star. I was going to say the Kings. Yeah, they're on break right now. It starts back up tomorrow, right?
Starts back up tomorrow. Again, the battle for the Pacific, dude. The Kings are still tied with Anaheim, but the Kings own the tiebreaker right now at the moment. The Kings are playoff bound, man. They are impressing me every single game. Even some of the games they lose, dude. It's like you look at the Kings the past couple of years. If they were down, it's like they just freaking threw it in, dude. They're like, oh, we're done. You just saw them heads down, everything.
Dude, they don't
Kings
play
go
until...
down by a goal. Kings go down by a goal right now. They're like, no, let's get it back. Let's go. The team is fired up, dude. They're going to the playoffs. Get in the dance. Anything can happen.
I love it. That's right. Get in the dance. Anything can happen. So Lakers got the win. The Kings are on break. But, dude, UCLA, I know at least it's college basketball, and all you have to do is get in the tournament and get hot, as you see. But, dude, can't lose. Can swept by Arizona. I'm okay with the Arizona loss because we beat them in our house. They beat us, but the Arizona State loss.
Can't lose to Arizona State. You can't be spitting at fools and getting arrested.
Oh, I know.
Can't be doing that. And, you know, I think come March, we got to get our boy Buttress on. We're going to get Butters on for March because, I mean, I've been texting him throughout all these UCLA games. Dude, that was a road trip from hell to Arizona. Like, we couldn't have gotten out of that state fast enough, dude. That they were shooting like crap.
Oh, shooting. I know. Hopefully they get the over this.
Terrible.
The shooting's been terrible, bro.
But it's okay, though, because we're coming back home now. I did see they had to reschedule one of those games. I think it's the ASU game here is going to be rescheduled. Because of
science.
Yeah. Because Fauci called and said, you cannot play this game. You can't play this game right now.
It'd be a COVID spreader.
Exactly.
No, I don't know. It's weird that they got swept, but at the end of the day, it's
they dropped far too. They went from 3 to 12
now, right? All right,
3-12.
We're not worried, right? Loss. We're not worried.
We're not worried. Again, get into the dance. I still think they can get a 2 or a 3 seed. I still think they can win their way back up to a 2 or a 3 seed. And
especially if they win the Pac-12 tourney, exactly. So
exactly, because you know what, the schedule opens up a little bit for them. I think it's going to be key. We are at USC coming up. Are at Stanford.
Okay. Nice.
Both Washington teams, we still have to play. I'm not worried about. I think what's going to be crazy is we got to go at Oregon. We lost to Oregon at home.
Tough.
We got to go at Oregon now. It's like we need to win that game at Oregon.
Yeah, because we definitely want a 1 or 2 seed, right? Have to. I mean, it's huge. You know, you have to because you just get hot and like they did last year. So
yeah, I think to be honest, I think looking at the overall rankings right now, I think a 1 seed is going to be very, very difficult. I think it might be out of the question. If we could get a 2 seed, I think a 2 seed would be our best bet.
Yeah,
but I'd actually be happy with a 3 seed. For I'd actually be happy with a 3 seed. Avoid playing the 1 seed as a 4.
Mm-hmm.
You only got to worry about the 2 seed down at the bottom. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
I think
we'll just see. We'll see what happens. But yeah, obviously not good losing to.
So much can still happen. Arizona. So much can still happen. We still pretty much have another month of regular season. A lot can still happen.
Some teams looked really good this week though. Kansas, Duke, those teams are gonna be tough. Like, Kansas killed Baylor, dude.
Yep.
And then Coach K's last game and. UNC at that
North
killed.
Carolina.
Oh man,
but that's the thing though. That's why, dude. We fucked up, dude. Because you know what? What happens after that? Letdown spot, right?
Yeah.
Duke's chasing Virginia right now at home at
Cameron. Are they? Yeah. Oh, dude, letdown spot. Oh, it's the big letdown spots are huge in.
That's
in,
why. Also tonight. Tonight, I mean, this pod's not going to come out in time, but tonight again, more letdown spots. Kansas going on the road to Texas.
Oh, dude, give me Texas, dude, right?
Arizona going on the road to Arizona State. Dude, letdown spots.
Yeah, college bat. Damn, Duke's losing, huh?
Duke's chasing right now. I have to a halftime at home against Virginia.
Letdown spots, dude. It was funny because I was thinking the other way around. Yep. I was like, dude, Coach K's last game in UNC. I was like, dude, UNC is going to put up a big game. That team sucks.
Yeah, they're not good, dude. And that's why, dude, honestly, I'm kind of bummed this podcast is not going to come out in time, but maybe we can like post that I'm going. If I were to give a lock, we haven't done action at the year in a while because football's kind of died down. But I think we're going to have to start it back up here with some college basketball once the Super Bowl's done.
Yeah, we will.
But give me Texas tonight. Home dog, Texas getting 1.5 home. Letdown spot for Kansas. Give me Texas tonight plus 1.5.
I like it. Fishy line. Right? Dude, only 1 point. I like that.
Dude, sprinkle a little at +105 too on the money line. +105 money line.
Looking at Duke, dude, you just see this happen. Duke might win it all this year, huh? Just because Coach K, that's just how sports go sometimes, huh?
They could, because again, they could. What could they do? They could probably get a 2 seed. They might have an outside chance as a 1 seed. Right now, they're locked in for a 2 seed.
I definitely see Final Four just because it's Coach K, right? Last
Duke's
year.
Duke's always there. Duke knows how to win in March, dude.
Guaranteed they'll beat him on the easier side of the bracket, have him easy coast because they want him in the – obviously, it's good for college basketball. It's kind of a dying – yeah.
How many times have we seen this, though? Gonzaga is now the depending on which poll you look at,
either
Gonzaga or Auburn. They're the one in one poll. The top 25 has Auburn as the number one. So the votes are literally almost split between Auburn and Gonzaga for who the number one should be in the coaches' poll. But we know this. Is Gonzaga ever get over the hump? Or can we just write them off right now? Or is this a different Gonzaga team? Because everybody said the past couple of years that was the greatest Gonzaga team
ever. Dude, I know. I hear it every year. And they still can't get it done.
And is Auburn for real? I mean, a very untraditional basketball school like Auburn. Are they for real?
I guess they were in it a few years ago, right? But yeah, I don't know.
I mean, who's been good on Auburn since Chuck? I don't know. Right? Can you name one of the basketball players from NBA Auburn player? Other than Chuck? No. Any of them?
No, even that team that made the Final Four. No, I don't know if those guys are in the league. Who knows?
Exactly. I mean, Purdue's, I mean, you got Kentucky up there. You still got Arizona up there. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see.
Long month of it. Anything else? Oh, we could have let off with it since we are. Hey, bro, props to AC, dude.
Fuck, I should have had my jersey on. I know, again, what the dude.
Hell? Where's your jersey,
huge,
bro?
I should have worn it. I
28, messed up. What was the stat? What were you talking about yesterday? 28 games?
28 unbeaten at home.
That could obviously Inter. Draw. That concludes the draw or haven't lost.
Draws. Okay, okay. Last loss they had was over a year and a half ago to Milan, and now we just beat them again, 2-1. They were down 1-0 at halftime. Bro. Big comeback. Olivier Giroud with 2 goals in 3 minutes. My heart almost stopped. I finished the whole bottle of champs.
Yeah, because I text you like, not good, not good. And then I was like, damn, bro, that's what do you think they were down 1-0?
I'm going to say they were at least close to plus 1,000. I would say plus 850, plus 800, plus 900, somewhere around there would be my guess. I never saw it. But
you would have never done it because you weren't liking how I was looking, right?
No way, dude. Yeah. If you'd watched that first half, they were getting dominated. They were just getting peppered. We couldn't even get the ball past midfield.
Could you imagine we were together at somewhere? Oh, man, that would have been epic.
And then it's so funny. They did after the game, Olivier Giroud actually gave a press conference I was watching. And he said, he's like, dude, their biggest mistake, they did not put this game to bed. That was his exact words. They didn't put the game to bed. They left us an opening.
And they took advantage of it. That is awesome, man. So now where they are they in the number two in the standings now?
So we're chasing 1 point to Inter. However, Inter has a game in hand, which means they have a makeup game that they still, have to play against Napoli.
Okay. All right.
Of all teams. Which is also tied for second right now with AC. So, hey, man, this title race is wide open, though. Wide open. If AC had lost that game to Inter, we're talking a 6-point swing. We're talking Inter is now up by 7 points with
You were talking about yesterday. Dude, that's huge, bro.
Call it over. Call it done. They're running away with the up 7 points with a game in hand. They could easily go up 10 points. They could be 10 points clear. But the fact that Milan won that game, they're down a point. This is
only you drink the whole bottle, bro. Race to the finish. That's awesome.
Race to the finish.
That is awesome. Go AC. Next time wear your freaking shirt, man.
That's what I meant.
What else in the anything else we're missing on this?
A couple things. It's not major things. Big shout out to Senegal. Senegal winning the AFCON, the African Cup of Nations. I didn't see that one coming. I thought Egypt would have had them with Salah. Mm-hmm. But Mane from Liverpool went to penalty kicks. He had the deciding penalty.
Props to Jordan Spieth. I wanted him to win. Pebble Beach. Who won? Tom Hoge or Togi? Or I don't know.
You called it. You said Spieth was going to find a way to choke.
Which I wasn't really against it. He just usually does, right?
Damn, dude. How did he choke? He had a two-stroke lead with how many holes left?
I don't know. Then all of a sudden we look and he's down two.
That's why I was looking. I was like, oh, he's still up two. He's still up two. And somebody's like, no, he's down two. And I was like, what the hell? When did that happen?
Actually, dude, golf is going to be coming. Dude, look at these tournaments coming up. Waste Management.
Waste Management,
be there
bro.
Sunday. Give us updates from a urinal page. Then we got the Riv, LA one.
All right.
Then the Hanukkah.
West Coast
Classic.
Winter. That's what it is. Coast Winter.
I know. Then pretty soon we'll have the Masters is going to be here before you know it. And the biggest talk is going to be, is Tiger going to play in it? Which I'm sure he will, right?
I don't think he's going to, dude. To be honest, what? I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen, dude.
He did not look good when he played with his – I know he looked good. He was hitting shots, but you're right. That limp, I don't know, man. No.
Tiger's not going to come unless he thinks he has a chance to win.
They were also saying he doesn't seem – a chance to win. They're also saying he doesn't seem like – because that dude, that's a lot of hills, Masters. Like, that's a lot of freaking watt, dude. I know.
Do you think they're going to give him a cart and put a little handicap flag
for
on the
Tiger,
top of the
they cart? Might have to, right? I mean, they didn't give a couple's a cart, though, so maybe
that's
they
won't. Right. They'll change the rules for Tiger. They will change the rules for Tiger.
Just to have him play, right?
Sure. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, man.
We did it in the summertime. We do a little quick, a little 60-second
Olympic
recap.
You're our Olympic guy. What's the big
USA
news so far?
We took the silver in the team figure skating, watched a lot of the figure skating. Yeah, whatever. It's still amazing to watch, something that none of us watching this pod will ever be able to do in our lifetime. So I'll get props to them.
True.
Took the silver. We weren't favored for the silver. We thought we were going to get the bronze because Japan looked strong. Russia just I want those Russian athletes tested.
It's unbelievable.
They were in the league.
Well, speaking of tested, is this big news? Oh no, but keep your going with your Olympic. We'll talk
and then
about
I'll just give today. one other quick Olympic update. Michaela Schifrin, she's America's sweetheart, downhill alpine skier. Mm-hmm. Her first event, she ate it. I think like 5 seconds into the run.
Dude, some of those completely out. Wipeouts are brutal, so, dude.
We were watching the men's downhill last night. Some of those wipeouts were bad. I think it was the second skier, dude. It looked like he broke his arm because he wasn't moving. Man. He was holding his arm.
And is Shaun White competing or no?
Thursday night.
Okay.
Thursday night, Shaun White has announced it's his final Olympics. He's actually retiring as a whole. This is his last competition as a snowboarder. Thursday night, don't miss it. Must see TV, Shaun White. He's
legend.
Won 3 of the last 4 gold medals. He did lose. I want to say it was 2012.
At this point, do we have someone? See, I don't even know. Do we have a better guy than him? At this point, you think like a snowboarder that's better than him now?
I mean, we actually don't. They're saying the favorite is either going to come from Japan or for Finland. I think they're saying the favorite is, but we do still have Chloe Kim, Southern California girl.
Okay, yeah.
She took the gold down 4 years ago in South Korea. They're saying nobody's going to touch her. So we do have her still.
Okay.
She's young. Oh, she's still going to go for another 12 years at least. She's the Olympics at least.
Well, thanks for the Olympic update. You better give us to every show now, right?
I'm coming. The Olympics update, dude. Call me, Mike Tirico. Is that big news? They're kicking Mike Tirico out of China, sending him home.
What?
Yeah, they're saying Mike Tirico.
Because he talked bad about the.
No, apparently they're just saying that it's weird. They said that they're going to send him back to Connecticut to do virtual. Telecasting of the Olympics.
Interesting.
They're sending him to LA to do the Super Bowl for one day.
Because he's NBC guy. I forgot. Yep. So he's gonna do the damn dude. That Tirico, what a career. I guess.
Dude, I hope he's getting flyer miles on that. Damn.
Okay, so speaking of tests, I don't know if this is even a big deal. It's just weird because we were just talking about steroids and the Hall of Fame and all that.
Yep.
So now they're not testing. So what does that really mean? I mean,
very weird. Didn't we just go through this whole entire steroid era in the 90s and 80s and 90s, and to be like, oh, we need to start testing for steroids to clean the game up and all this, what was that report that came out? What's the name of the report? Remember the
Mitchell report?
Was something about that. Yeah. And the whole Balco thing. And this is why we need to start testing. And now all of a sudden they're going to be like, oh, we're not going to test anymore.
So does this, I mean, players aren't going to be like, oh great, let's start doing fucking steroids, right?
That's what's weird.
Steroid era all over again. Let's do it, bro.
Was attendance that bad? Was viewership down? They're going to be like,
Belly, if you're hearing this, bro, dude, start juicing up, bro.
You know what it is? Because they can't figure out a perfect formula. If they don't want the players roided, then we're going to juice the balls.
I know. And now, and we're still disappointing.
Now we can have no sticky stuff.
Yeah, and we're still not letting the steroid era in the Hall of Fame. So it's like, and now it's just weird, right? I don't know. Baseball never gets it right, dude.
They gotta figure it out. I mean, they gotta figure it out because slowly they're losing viewership. They're losing the younger fan base. When we were kids, I mean, everything was about going to a baseball game. Everything was about going to Dodger Stadium, bringing your glove, all that whole entire nostalgia. They're losing that, dude.
I know. I mean, it wasn't for Dodgers, dude. I want to be as big as MLB, right? I mean, obviously, well, Dodgers.
Too, but we need to start. Maybe we need to get our producer on this.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start making. We need to start making some more nostalgic youth baseball movies, dude. When we were kids, we had Rookie of the Year, The Sandlot. Little Big League. What's the last good baseball movie that came out? That
I have no idea, dude. About? I don't know, dude. Aren't gonna watch that. They're on TikTok, dude.
That's true. We'll make some TikTokers, Vines. So we'll make some little Twitch videos of baseball.
There you go. Hey, Twitch, baby. Hey,
Market's at, dude. Go where the market's at.
I don't know. I don't know if that's even – I guess it's big news, but I don't even know. Do you think players are
– It's just weird. It's just very weird timing. I think we're going to hear more about this. I don't think – we haven't heard the end of it. I think there's going to be more to come of it soon in the near future. It has to be something with this current player lockout players agreement thing. That's my only guess.
Oh yeah. And what's an update on that? They said no deal, right? It just keeps back and forth. Dude, the spring training is not going to start on time, huh?
No, not at all. I think pitchers and catchers were just supposed to report, I want to say next week.
Oh, I believe. We better get our Dodgers too. What are we doing here?
Edgar has the inside scoop. He says it's going to happen.
Okay. So if Edgar says it's going to happen.
Yeah.
He's,
I think Eggers' firm, I think, is probably involved in this somehow.
Eggers also a guy that drives in his car with his mask on too. So, so
I don't think Eggers worn a mask once in the past 2 years.
Right. Even when we were watching the games that Robinson's the beast. I mean, I don't think he owns one. Yeah, he does not own.
Speaking of, how badass is that Robinson patio?
Oh, that was amazing, dude.
We're going to talk to Robinson, see if we can do like a live stream.
I know. I'm down.
At the patio.
I agree, bro.
Dollar off Stella's.
Right? Oh, yeah, I know. It felt good to be back. Good to see, remember that TV? That's not even working anymore, but we had.
He said it's still there, though. He said it's still there.
Okay, you got to keep it there just because, right?
Yeah. If anything, they should lock it. They should lock it up and just never use it again. Keep the TV locked it up. Just like, you know,
say this is where, yeah, just like, yeah, right. This is where the Dodgers.
It should be like a little time capsule thing, or, you know, frame it. Put a little clear acrylic case over
of us. Just like an NFT out of it, bro.
With a framed picture right next to it.
Of us celebrate. Yep, I agree. All right, man. It's gonna be a big week. We'll get we got some things in store. Right, got to get some a guest on that we've had in the past, give out their picks. Hey, we'll think of something, right?
We'll do it. We'll do it up.
And then Super Bowl.
Countdown's on.
Countdown's on, man.
Final countdown.
I know we just gave out our pick, but I'm also kind of keep going back and forth, dude. This is tough, man. But we'll see.
I'm not second guessing it. I'm not second guessing it. I'm sticking with it.
All right, man. Well, we'll be back.
All right, bro.
All right, man.
Later.
Later, bro.